the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Live from Jack Memorial Studios are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila. Brought to you by Hotshot Condoms, the first condoms for children or small penis men.
Yes, that we're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with the Hotshot Whiz Kid Time Machine. We're going back in time. We're doing fine. Talking over pieces of shit from 80 years ago.
Today we're going back to 1938 and one of the more popular radio shows of all time. Little thing called The Shadow, which also was a movie in the 80s, early 90s.
Alec Baldwin? Yep. Is that the one?
Yep.
It's actually a decent movie. Well, it wasn't that bad.
Anyhow, this episode happens to be called The Society of the Living Dead.
Zombies, eh?
From 1938, so early 1938. Just as Hitler was about to, take over shit.
Oh, young Hitler.
It's for a historical reference, in case you're wondering. And around the same time, right before, about a year before Wizard of Oz came out.
That's more relevant. People barely know who Hitler is anymore.
True. So let's go.
Very ominous.
The Shadow knows.
That's Orson Welles, by the way, I think.
Cracking himself up. Not sure what he knows.
Lou Cole presents The Shadow, the mystery man who strikes terror into the very hearts of shopsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. Today, the Society of the Living Dead.
Isn't a lawbreaker and a criminal kind of the same thing?
In just a moment, The Shadow's exciting adventure will begin. Meanwhile, I have an important message for all you homeowners.
Did you call me a homo?
The most treacherous season of the entire
year. For you homos.
But you can protect your family's health during this danger period by burning blue coal. For blue coal gives you clean, uniform, helpful heat all winter long.
What the fuck's
blue coal? And harmless blue coloring
is your
guarantee of better heat at less cost.
It's fucking weird.
So when you order fuel, insist on blue coal.
Yeah, I gotta get 6 pounds of coal down here. For the winter.
Your nearest blue coal dealer will be glad
I'll keep
to
my,
send you a trial.
Keep my dame warm.
Phone him tomorrow.
Or I have a train.
It's weird that people actually used coal to heat their homes.
I know. Holy shit.
How do they not all have lung cancer?
Hello. David Classic.
Well, they're all dead now, mostly.
Yes, go ahead, Turner.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith are being held in Holly Military Prison as spies. The Smiths are believed not to be American citizens.
What?
Yes. The Prime Minister was handed a note by American...
Are you telling me that they've captured American citizens?
The American State Department reported investigating circumstances under which the Smith passports were issued.
Good work, Turner. Keep feeding it.
Man, this sounds like shit. I have to really concentrate to know what he's saying.
London correspondent is on the wire. This phony passport racket is being uncovered.
No, they weren't Americans. They were posing as real American citizens.
When I listen back to these episodes, I notice that we miss a lot when we're yapping.
Yeah. Well, if we were just quiet, we wouldn't...
We'd just be releasing the episode of The Shadow.
We're releasing it, which is really unnecessary.
The name Schwartz was taken from Tombstone to secure passports. More startling disclosures are promised by federal agents and local
back
authorities.
Back then, oh my God, to not be an American citizen?
All right,
what a crime.
Well, this fake passport and identification record interests me.
The Scotland Yard in England. Blah, 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 blah.
Fucking mufflers over here.
Fake passport racket. Do you have to get mixed up in it?
You see, Margot, it ties up with a case that interests me.
You mean the suicide of your broker, Henry Adams?
Yes.
But Lamont, what possible connection?
It's funny, whatever you played last week sounded way better quality-wise.
Wow, it was like 10 years later.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Who would commit suicide.
His body was found 2 weeks ago, and they buried him right after...
Again, I don't know how you can follow anything in these shows.
It is a little hard to follow. Like I said, you have to concentrate.
Concentrate? That sounds horrible.
What is that?
Yeah, I want to lose myself in this. I like how I lose myself in your eyes.
Orson Welles, like the biggest, fattest, fucking egotistic asshole.
Was he?
Well, you know, he puts out a movie that supposedly is the greatest movie ever. In Citizen Kane, and then the rest of his career, he did nothing.
He just coasted on that shit.
He did this, and he did War of the Worlds and shit. But the rest of the time, he just coasted and was a real asshole to people. That's just pretty much what he did.
That's it. Oh my god, that's a fucking dream right there.
Yeah,
I barely have to work, and I just fucking
That's what my fantasies to make a lot of money and be really famous, and then just be an asshole to everyone.
Oh my god, yeah, that'd be something.
All right, Lamont, where will you be when I get back?
I'll phone you at my office.
Are you going to visit Berger as Lamont Cranston?
No, Margot. I rather think Berger will be more impressed if I visit him. The shadow.
Oh my god, man. How are people not bored as hell listening to this?
So now, does the shadow have, like, superpowers or something?
I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
Or does he just show up and sneak up on people?
In the movie, he might have had some kind of powers. I can't remember.
True that my father.
I have the power to make women cry.
It seems so unfair. Ray Kelvin was his own partner in business.
But you are going to marry Mr. Kelvin.
Yes. I want
to. No, I'm not.
This is soon after Father's
day. I ain't marrying anyone.
But Ray has to go away.
All right, let's jump ahead in the action.
Yeah, I don't. The action, yeah.
I am here, and Adams is here. The water is rising all around us. Up to our waists now.
This sounds very dangerous.
What about you, Shadow? I've heard queer things about you that you couldn't be killed. Can't you get out of here, huh?
Even though I have the power of invisibility, I cannot walk through solid stone walls. No windows.
It sounds like you're speaking through through a walkie-talkie.
Try it this room. Maybe you didn't lock when Kelvin closed it, huh?
So basically, he's stuck somewhere. He's like, hey, don't you have superpowers? Well, I can be invisible. That's pretty much it.
I mean, I got some superpowers, but I mean, I can't do everything.
I'm going to try to break down the door.
It's not like you're trying to flush a toilet.
Get the plunger out. Man, somebody did a number on this one. Oh,
oh my
shit.
God, the toilet's clogged again. We better buy a new plunger.
I bought a plunger once. I thought it was fancy, but really it was a piece of shit.
A lot of plungers are like one time. You get one good clog and it's over for that plunger.
It wasn't like, you need like an old school, just regular wood and, you know,
low
a
rubber,
good...
yeah.
Wood handle, nice thick rubber. I bought this kind of plastic thing where it was almost like an accordion where it's supposed to, like, you put it down, you just pull it up, and, you know, unclogs automatically. I tried it, fucking broke, didn't do shit. I had to go buy, like, a real plunger.
Supposedly, my new toilet that I bought is, it's designed so it doesn't get clogged, and it hasn't. So.
Really? Well, I haven't been here long.
Irene, help me, help me.
Sure.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Henry Adams.
Irene, you have a really deep voice.
Listen. Yeah, is this Irene?
Help is coming, but it will be too late unless you help yourself.
Why are you just standing there?
Kelvin is filling this tomb with water.
Is he just watching him?
It's up to the top of the coffin you're lying on. Listen to me, Henry Adams. You must get up. Hold on to me, or you will drown.
I can't. My strength is gone.
You must.
What the fuck I say, dude? I said I couldn't.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I am the Shadow. I came here to save you, but I'm afraid I failed.
Apparently you're shitty at your job, dude.
A Shadow?
It doesn't matter who or what I am.
Shadow! Shadow, are you still there? Still alive?
No, some other dude.
No, Kelvin. The fascination of murder has drawn you back to the scene of your crime.
You know, I'm really fascinated by murder. I don't know if you know this about me.
In that case, you'd better wait a few minutes longer, Kelvin.
Who is that? Who is that talking?
That's the guy trying to kill you, idiot.
Sounds like Kelvin.
Did you hear when I called him Kelvin?
Don't do it.
Or Calvin.
Don't marry Kelvin.
He'll marry me. With you and Berger.
Did he ask him to marry him?
Would you marry me?
He'll never know.
That guy you're calling Kelvin sounds a lot like Kelvin.
Calvin, is that you?
You hear that, Calvin? It's the police. Run for your life, Calvin, or better still, fight them off. They're cheating you out of your triumph of death.
Guess we're done, or...
They're going to drown like rats. The police won't get me. They won't get you out of there in time. You'll drown! Drown like rats!
How often do rats drown?
Oh, you'd be surprised. You have drowned a rat before. Didn't you?
Oh, the mouse.
Same fucking thing.
I got him.
Okay, come on.
Come on, men.
Sick fuck.
The door that vault opened, see what's going on here.
Here are the keys I got from the watchman at the cemetery gate, Commissioner.
All right, get that door open.
Apparently I robbed the watchman.
Hey, watchman, how do we get in there? Yeah, take my keys.
Better yet,
I'm reading the paper.
Nah, I'll just fucking knock his ass out and take the keys myself. Easier.
Sergeant, open that door.
Yes, sir.
A lot of action, but no one knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, us anyway.
Throw your flashlight on the floor.
Yes, sir.
Commissioner.
Only one guy has a flashlight.
Come on, that man isn't dead. He's trying to get up. Yeah. Come on here. Give me a hand with him.
Hi.
Come on. This must be Adam.
It is.
Adam. Hey, who's this? The Shadow doesn't do shit.
He just talks to people.
Yeah. Look, what the fuck, man? I mean, your power is to turn invisible. You can do other things.
Yes, Commissioner, it's the Shadow. You were just in time.
So I see.
I almost died myself.
Back of all this, Henry Adams committed suicide 2 weeks ago.
If I could turn invisible, I would just be masturbating in girls' locker rooms. Oh my god, the gym. That's where I'd be. Locker rooms at the gym. Holy shit. There you go, Shadow. Now the Shadow knows. Do you know how many chicks would be falling down because he'd slip on semen? Oh!
You know the problem with these radio shows is that you can't have like subtle answers to the mysteries. You actually always have to explain. At the end of these, you always have to explain everything.
You see, one day, he slipped on some semen in a locker room.
What happened was, is he was not really dead. He was a zombie. A zombie is a creature who is not dead and not alive. So I don't understand what the Shadow does other than, I'm here. Like, oh no!
I mean, okay, so he follows criminals around, and then maybe he goes to the police and tells them about it?
And he hopes that he scares the shit out of them, because if he doesn't...
Stop committing crimes!
It's like, fuck off, Shadow, we're done with you.
Like, why should I stop? Because you told me so? What are you going to do?
Nothing. Like,
you can go fuck yourself then, I guess.
Yeah, horrible, horrible show.
Yeah, I told you, old stuff is shit. You know,
this particular... The Shadow's shit. There's gotta be other. We're gonna keep digging. There's gotta be one. There's gonna be someone that Mark will like.
Maybe it's possible. Unlikely.
Well, I'll try to do some research for a change and find
a
better episode to do.
It's impossible.
Of me doing
if you know
research.
What that means.
Me doing research or me finding a decent episode of a
both.
Old radio show.
Both probably.
Do they have any like porn ones?
Porn was probably illegal back then.
And then I
couldn't say shit.
It's me, the Shadow, and I'm touching your pussy.
Then I penetrate it. By penetrating, I mean taking the head of my penis and sliding it in your vagina.
Back and forth, and so. Until I ejaculate. Either inside you, or all over your belly.
By ejaculate, I mean.
Yeah, alright. Fucking garbage. Anyway, hotshotwizkids.com. Check out the rest of the week. Yeah, we got some more stuff coming your way, I guess. Yeah, that's it.